Well, Federal MP Clive Palmer has indicated that any debt level on high income earners would not get through the Senate. Labor, the Greens and now Mr Palmer's party are vowing to vote against it in the upper house. Mr Palmer also says he doesn't accept the government's assessment of the state of the nation's finances. He spoke to Alexandra Kirk in Canberra.
Well, the only reason to have a debt levy is if you had a debt problem. And Australia is the third lowest debt country in the OECD. And we're one of the 13 countries in the world that has a AAA credit rating. So unless we're playing politics, and you know, this debt crisis is totally manufactured, it doesn't justify putting a debt levy on at all.
Well, the government's considering increasing the threshold for the debt levy so it wouldn't cut in till above $150,000.
I don't think that's the issue. The issue is that they're trying to misrepresent the true situations of Australia's finances so that they can justify a lot of things, give them an ideological advantage over their opponents. But, you know, we're elected to serve the Australian people in dealing with what the real situation is. As I said, that we're the third lowest debt country in the OECD. Australia's still one of the only 13 countries in the world that's got a AAA credit rating. And if you're having a debt levy, it should be because you've got a debt problem. And there isn't a debt problem at all with Australia at the moment.
So your party then would vote down legislation?
We'd vote against any debt levy because we may as well change the name and call it an Abbott levy or a hockey levy. That's, you know, the relevance of it. It's got nothing to do with our debt.
The government says it wants to share the burden of repaying the debt and deficit across the board. So if it does take measures against lower income earners and middle income earners, do you think, though, it's fair that higher income earners would be exempted if you voted against the debt levy?
Well, the truth about politics is that seems to be that if you're Liberal or Labor, you win in the first year, you blame your opponent for being bad the last year of office. You bring in all these draconian measures, and then the second year you do it just as well. You say it's terrible, we've got to continue it. You get to year three, you boost, release all the money so people can have a different sustainable life, and then you win the next election. And that's all this is. This is just politics. It's got nothing to do with the true state of the economy, either the economy in Australia or the state of the government finances. It's just manufactured.
So what do you believe the state of the economy is currently? That it doesn't require any remedial action or structural reform?
Of course, it doesn't require any of the things that they're saying. They're just trying to create that so that they can eventually sell government assets to people and privatise a lot of things and have a result that people pay a lot more money for them and that their mates in the banking and in other industries make more money out of it. This thing of extending the old age pension, what they really want to do is extend the age of entitlement for your super so that you don't get your super till you're about 70. And that means that you can work all your life and never get your money. 30% of Australians don't live to be 70. And then, of course, they're probably going to give you a super at 1 hour away from dying. But what about the average Australian? And that's what we're concerned about.
So what would your advice be to government, not to bother trying to impose a debt levy for higher income earners because it'll be voted down in the Senate anyway?
Well, my advice to government would be to tell the Australian people the truth. And we'll be doing that next Wednesday at the Hyatt lunch. We're going to release the true state of the economy for everybody. The state of the Australian economy can be improved by government action, by stimulating the economy, creating more growth and more jobs for people. And there's the state of the Australian government's own finances, which, according to the OECD, ranks among the best in the world.
That's Federal MP Clive Palmer speaking to Alexandra Kirk.